Hey, this is Bill Zortman. We're out at the Sioux Empire Mall, and we're here because it's a health fair day. And after all, if you haven't heard, 2014 is a year of getting fit, being healthy, enjoying life. And that is what we're trying to do as a part of that theme today. And the health fair is here till 9 o'clock tonight.
Two.
And keep us straight, as she did in the first hour, is Stephanie Kunkel. Stephanie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for being out here today.
We've had a lot of people come up, visited with us. Mm-hmm. They had some questions.
Sure.
We tried to tell them where everything was.
You bet.
But you got a bunch of walkers. People are healthy. People are in line. We can see them over there getting some screenings.
Yep.
This is a chance for people to come out and actually check on their own health, invest in their own lives, which is big business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a great day. We've got a great turnout. Some of the screens that we're offering out here today are heart, lung cancer, and vascular. We're also offering mammograms and free skin screens, as well as some blood chemistry panels. You can get your cholesterol check, get your glucose check, find out if you've got high blood pressure. We've got a wide variety of things that you can be screened for today. So we encourage everybody to come on out.
Well, and the question that people do have is, where do I find these things in the mall? So can you direct them there? Guys can't direct anybody. They couldn't find the food court.
Absolutely. Well, they might be able to find the food court. Absolutely. We are offering screenings in the Sears wing and the Macy's wing. So you can either come in the door by Macy's and Men's Warehouse, or if you enter through the Applebee's entry by Sears, we've got some folks in the Yonkers wing as well. So.
And what you need to know is that there are some of these screenings. It's at a price that you can probably afford. And the big thought is to come out. Sanford will take care of you. You walk away and you can tell your family you had those screenings.
Yep, yep. We're happy to bring these screenings to the community at a reduced cost, which kind of opens it up to a different population. So, and we're happy to do that. Most of the screens are at reduced cost, which is about half of what they would normally pay. And then there are some screens that are complimentary as well. So we would encourage everybody to take advantage of those.
All right, Stephanie, you keep a watch out if there's something we need to tell them in this hour.
Absolutely.
You bird dog and come back and be the reporter.
I'll give you a heads up.
All right, Stephanie Kunkel, we appreciate that.
Thanks, Bill.
Beth Jennings is joining us, and we have not talked about the mobile mammography. Tell us about that.
Well, we're very happy to be able to offer the service to our constituents all around the area. We bring our mobile truck to a lot of different towns and businesses where we can do the mammograms right there at their business. Saves a lot of people a lot of time, a lot of businesses and the towns like that. For elderly ladies, it's really hard to get to Sioux Falls sometimes.
Importance of being tested.
It's very important for everyone to be tested. We go along with the American Cancer Society's recommendations of being tested after the age of 40 every year. Each year, you have a little bit more of a chance of having breast cancer as we age, especially women have more chance. And so we want to make sure that they're coming in and having their screenings. It's a very simple exam. It's much more comfortable than it used to be years ago. So we like to have them come in and get it done yearly.
Dangers of breast cancer.
Well, you know, the thing with breast cancer is if breast cancer gets too far gone, it's very difficult to treat. It can be disfiguring, and it can also spread to other organs, and we don't want that.
Well, we encourage you to come out. It's just one of the things that's out here. It takes a mall to handle it all, but, you know, you have a great excuse if you're a woman to come to the mall today. If you're a man, a great chance to come along and do something while your wife is shopping.
Absolutely. This is a wonderful place. You know, it's so nice because a lot of people come here to exercise anyway to stay healthy. We're really glad to help promote that.
Beth Jennings, we appreciate it, and we hope people take advantage of that today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, as we do that, we've answered the questions, and now we're going to turn it over to one of those guys that we did a pre-interview with that talking a little bit about the granny cam. Tom Johnson, Johnson Christensen Law Office, joins us today, SiouxFallsLaw.com. Tom, nice to have you with us again.
Good to be here, Bill.
You know, we have dealt with this topic before, but, you know, I think we need to talk about it again. It's nursing home abuse. And today, you brought to my attention the granny cam law that's aimed at curbing abuse and has now taken effect in Oklahoma. It becomes a third state that allows surveillance cameras to pretty much patrol or at least look at some of the long-term care, the nursing homes, and what might be going on. Is that a fair assumption?
That's correct. In Oklahoma, they had the Aretha Mayberry case down there where they found a woman who'd been pretty severely abused, and they discovered it somewhat accidentally by a camera that some relatives left in the room, and they suddenly found out there were a lot of things happening that they had no idea were happening because Aretha was not able to communicate exactly what was happening to her when she was alone.
She's a dementia patient at the time, and they saw that a fresh toothbrush, a new lipstick, pretty nighty had disappeared. They thought maybe it was somebody that had done a little sleepwalking at night. What they found out was even worse.
It was much worse. Yeah, they found a film of one of the helpers hoisting her out of her wheelchair and flinging her onto her bed. They found some heavy-handed chest compressions on Mrs. Mayberry. They found another one taunting her and tapping on her head and laughing. And another aide, in fact, stuffing latex gloves in her mouth. And these were all things that the family had no idea, not even really a suspicion, that something was going awry. They found it on the tape by accident.
One of the things that we should mention is that there are a lot of good nursing homes across the country, a lot of good nursing homes in South Dakota, a lot of good workers. But what's eerie to me, as somebody that has worked the news side of it and consumer side for years, a lot of these states that we're going to talk about are Midwest states.
Yeah, it is disturbing because it's so close to us. Ohio, the attorney general has scattered some cameras, and they caught an aide leaving a paralyzed stroke patient's meal right next to him where he was paralyzed. He couldn't reach it, so he was all but starving to death. And in Oklahoma, they're considering placing cameras in the various rooms, and these are all places that are close to us. Do we see it regularly in South Dakota? Of course not. I mean, we have some great nursing homes and some great care. But again, as we've talked about before, this is a group of people that cannot protect themselves, and sometimes they can't communicate. They can't explain exactly what is happening. So in general, we have to do what we can to make sure that they're okay.
The stories that we read, the unions dislike the camera, particularly when they're placed without notice. When you have low-wage healthcare workers in difficult settings, according to the story, they feel subjected to scrutiny and attack. The American Healthcare Association, representing 9,000 skilled nursing centers, say each state must write its own laws about monitoring. And this is a pretty good way to sum it up. A Justice Department coordinator of the Elder Justice and Nursing Home Initiative said, "We shouldn't rely on them to substitute for proper staffing and training, which are better ways to assure quality." Would you agree?
Well, I would agree that those are better ways to assure for quality and staffing, but I guess I'm still open to the possibility of granny cams. I don't know that I necessarily want to get involved in it on a private basis, but there's something to be said for it, I think.
In each case, the family approved it.
Yes.
And there was some concern about the privacy for the patient. The gal in Oklahoma's daughter said, "I wasn't concerned about seeing her rear end. I was concerned about seeing what her condition was and what was being done with her." They've talked about just pointing the cameras directly on those people that are in a nursing care.
Well, I think there are a number of dangers with the granny cams. One is the privacy issue, because mom and dad are cared for in their rooms and in their beds, and that's where the cameras would ultimately be pointed. There's also the privacy issue for other people who might be in the room. Could be other roommates, or it could be just other people in the area. There's also the question of how that might affect the relationship between your mom and or dad and their care providers. Does it suddenly put kind of a third person in the room so that it's not as personal a relationship, or the professionalism for that matter of those providers? And then there's also the possibility that we might misunderstand what we're seeing. Sometimes that care is very difficult, and sometimes it's very physical, and you might see something that you misinterpret.
Well, what we're seeing is we're at three states now. Five others are looking at legislation. And if you carve out the center part of the country, we could start seeing some action in states closer to us or even in our own state in the next few years.
Possible. I don't know. I have no insight into what they're looking at here in South Dakota, whether anybody in the legislature has picked up on this, whether anyone thinks it's a good idea or a bad idea. But going back to what we've talked about before, ultimately, what you're looking for when you're looking for an abuse is kind of an instinctive thing, whether or not mom is acting differently, whether or not dad is unusually quiet and withdrawn, whether you're seeing some reactions from them or with them to some of their providers that don't make sense, or if you're getting answers as to injuries they have that simply don't make sense. And I think in most instances, your instinct is going to lead the way to the truth. In this particular case, apparently this family didn't see it coming.
One of the things that they did talk about in the stories was the threat that there might be those cameras could be a deterrent to those people in nursing homes, to people that could do some of these things that we've read about in Midwest states already that have happened. And at this point, you never know if you can find the abuse or the neglect. One of the things we've talked about is, when do you go in and check and see if there was abuse? Does it affect the care? Does it affect that relationship in the nursing home? Does it make it worse? And unfortunately, one of the things that the old reporter in me has seen is, a lot of times we can't do anything until the loved one has died and gone on, that you go back and do that investigation.
Or move to another home. I mean, the number one thing, we've talked about this before, is to make sure that your relative is safe before any sort of an investigation occurs. Make sure that they have changed into a different setting, that they are indeed safe, that the provider maybe that you were concerned about has been removed, particular aid that is a problem. You have to make sure they're safe before you start the investigation.
So if, as it stands in the Midwest right now, with the states that are not affected, what kind of injuries are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for falls, of course. Was there a fall risk assessment done initially, and were there any risk intervention techniques utilized? Wandering or escape cases, that's particularly important with dementia patients. Were the locks right? Was there monitoring going on? Were they properly staffed to avoid wandering and escape? Sometimes administration of drugs. Are they doing their job? Are the prescribed drugs being administered? Do they have records to show that? Are some of the injuries or some of the problems that your loved one is having due to either an overdose or a failure to deliver at all, or maybe a misdelivery of the medications? Could be malnutrition, could be dehydration, because perhaps they're unable to drink on their own, and they're simply not being attended. Malnutrition would be the example that we had a few minutes ago of the paralyzed person with the tray of food sitting next to him, but no one to help him eat.
Dementia and stroke are two things that make it even more difficult for the family to know for sure.
Very difficult for them to communicate with the members of the family, and so it's difficult to know for sure what's going on.
All right, if somebody suspects that there is nursing home abuse or neglect, what's the procedure they go through to talk with Tom Johnson?
Well, you can call us at 335-1778 or toll-free at 1-877-335-1778. Or you can go to SiouxFallsLaw.com and find out more about us.
Again, we're not pointing the finger at anybody. We're just telling you the facts. setbacks that have happened in a number of states, ironically, a lot of them in the Middle West, from New Mexico to Mississippi and then north to Oklahoma. We're seeing instances that kind of surprise us. We wouldn't expect that the middle part of the country would be places that we would see this, but we have.
And I think I've said before it never happened in South Dakota, so I think
what
I
happened
won't
when
say
we
that.
Said that? Well, we're not doing it for any other reason than to let you know there is help and there is talk. And if you feel that there is neglect, you have a place you can call, or you can go to your SiouxFallsLaw.com number they call to reach you, Tom.
335-1778 or toll-free 1-877-335-1778.
Nursing home, abuse and neglect, workers' compensation claims, personal injuries, Social Security, disability claims, and you do represent the injured and the disabled. Tom
we
Johnson,
do.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, we're back out at the Sioux Empire Mall at Sanford Health Fair, and they'll be doing the screenings, the testing, sign you up for a profile, whatever, between now and 9 o'clock tonight. We've been here since the 9 o'clock hour this morning. They actually opened the doors at 7. We're seeing all demographics out here that are looking to be a part of this and looking to get themselves even healthier. Again, that's through 9 o'clock tonight here at the Sioux Empire Mall. Adam Scott and John Miller have had quite the week. John Miller is not the John Miller, but he is kind of the sidekick of Adam Scott, both of them well-known golfers. Johnny, you must have been able to get out of bed better than Adam this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. So I'm refreshed after a nice day down in the
John?
Warm weather down in Augusta, Georgia. Cool.
Hi, John.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, we are now. Sorry you were out for a second. We're just talking about the fact that it's been a good week for the Masters, and not only in Augusta, but a visit, and the fact that you have some things going on at 57th and Mary and a golf addiction.
Absolutely. So we got to celebrate the Masters in a great way because this tournament is amazing. So what we got going on today is, since it's the second round of the Masters, we're going to buy you your second round. And by doing that, we're actually going to start, we're going to give everybody a mulligan. So when they walk in the door, because the Masters don't give mulligans, but we're going to do it here. So once you buy one beer, I'm going to buy you your next one. Buy another beer, I'm going to buy you your next one. So it's always your second round is going to be on us today. So nice twofers day. And then this weekend, same thing going for tomorrow. We're going to do mulligans or twofers. And then on Saturday, if you guys want to watch the Masters, we'll give you a three-hour party pack, two pitchers of beer, aiming oil, and then a large Chicago-style pizza. You come out, and it's going to save you $50. So it's just over $100 for the whole group. So bring out five guys. That's pretty cheap to play golf, watch golf, eat and drink all day kind of a deal. So we are. It's going to be a great week. We're so excited about the Masters. That course is unbelievable.
Well, and you guys had the opportunity to go down there this week. You got shut out on Monday because it was a rainout, but you guys had a chance Tuesday and Wednesday to enjoy quite a bit.
We did, absolutely. And even on Monday, we got to, some of the pros were down hitting on the simulator. So Stephen Bowditch, we had the long drive and close to the pin contest with him. So granted, I donated a dollar to him because I knew I wasn't going to win the close to the pin. But great player. I mean, the guy swings when you actually see them live on the course. And just being on that course gives you goosebumps. It's amazing the talent that these guys have and how good myself and Adam Scott think we can be once in a while. It doesn't compare to what these boys are doing out there. So it was an unbelievable experience.
Well, these guys are a part of our golf show on Wednesday, Golf Addiction, Austed, Golf, etc. Our two docs that are in the show, Dr. Max Reineke and Dr. Tim Lee Burton, and Randy Dierheim over at Elements on 8th. The tournament this morning, in case you're wondering how it's going on, this year they teed off a little earlier than they have in the past. And we have Mark Leishman that's out early. He birdied the first three holes. He's now at -5. He's the leader. Billy Haas has not teed off yet. He's at -4. Bubba Watson is on hole number 5. He's at -3. Adam Scott tees off at 12:48. If you're wondering about Phil Mickelson, he is even after two holes. He's at +4. Right now, he would not make the cut. He is 64th on the list. So our folks at Golf Addiction will have you taken care of. If you're just joining us, the activity for this weekend is?
Golf for this whole weekend? Absolutely. So come in and swing some clubs. And then the other part is we're going to buy you your second round. We got mulligans going on, twofers, all week long, and then on Sunday as well, too. So if we have a sim that's open, as we have a couple right now, I have the Masters playing on it, the audio going live. So even just come down, have a bite to eat. Four-pack of sliders is our lunch special today for $6. You get the opportunity to do that as well. So if you're not the golfer, you just want to watch it, because even if the non-golfers watch this tournament just because of what it is and the pristine of what this tournament brings, it's unbelievable. So we'd love to have you down at Golf Addiction.
All right. Johnny Miller keeps Adam Scott honest. And I'm not so sure that it's going to be an Adam repeat, but don't tell our friend Adam that.
Right, I will not, but it'd be great. I'm hoping Jason Day can pull something up here. We'll see what happens.
All right, Johnny Miller, we appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
We are out at the Sioux Empire Mall, the Sanford Health Fair, going until 9 o'clock tonight. All kinds of screenings, all kinds of activities. We want you to come out. Come look us up right beside the Pro Image and Lane Bryant, easy to find in the mall. Helicopter hovering overhead in the background there. Next half hour, we'll talk more about this. We'll check the loan quote of the day. Abby is going to check in with some reaction on the demise or the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius. She was a part of the affordable health care program that we did. That's coming up next hour. Up next, though, it's Fox Business. Hey, we're on location today. Such a nice day. We decided to go indoors shopping. No, actually, we're at the Sanford Health Fair at the Sioux Empire Mall. One day, get the screenings that you need, the tests that you need, do a little blood pressure test, sign up for some exercise stuff. With Profile, everything that you can do through 9 o'clock tonight. And joining us on location now, Craig Marquardt and Jim Lowe from Advanta Mortgage. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Good morning, Bill.
Well, normally at this time in our 10 o'clock show, we look for the loan snapshot of the day. Generally, your chief senior, he doesn't like to be called senior, thinks he's older that way.
But our young senior lender.
There you go. Our young senior lender. What's the market doing?
Well, Bill, the market has been improving quite significantly. I hope that it matches most people's health these days with Sanford being here out here at the mall. But the interest rates have dropped significantly due to the improvement in mortgage-backed securities market. Everybody has been talking about the stock market declining and losing some of its gains from earlier this year. Well, that's helped out the interest rates. And today, the conventional Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate is down to 4.25%.
Wow.
With an APR of 4.443%. So I'm thinking that this might be the lowest 30-year fixed rate of the year so far. And the 4.5 that I talked about on Friday might be the top of the market for the year.
Well, you know, we had worried all along, and Jim Lowe is a part of our real estate show that we have on Monday. And I know, having looked at the script early with the home builders and the realtors, they're kind of counting on you guys keeping these interest in the fours.
Well, we're going to work the hardest we can on that. You know, we're going to be looking at some numbers on Monday that aren't as good as they have been in the past year, but last year was a stellar year. And my take on that, if this is opportunities, it's not negativity, it's just opportunities for us to build more houses, list more houses, and sell more houses. And you know, when you come to Advanta Mortgage, we try to get rid of the stress in getting a loan, because stress will cause you to have health problems. And that fits in with the what we're doing here today with Sanford out here and all the health booths. So come to Advanta Mortgage, see one of our loan officers, and take the stress out of buying a new home.
Craig, we always talk about the weekends, 18-7. Saturday's going to be a better day to look than Sunday. But with the inventory numbers as they are, anytime you can get out right now, you ought to be looking.
Yeah, you should be out looking. I looked at the HomeViewSiouxFalls.com earlier today to find out how many how many open houses there are this weekend. And there's going to be a lot of open houses, especially since the weather is starting to turn around. So I bet our phone is going to be ringing off the hook this weekend, because if the rates are going down, people are going to want to take advantage of it so they can get the lowest payment possible. And of course, 18-7 means that we always have an on-call mortgage banker throughout the entire weekend. And this weekend is Becky Tesh. And of course, the lowest interest rates are always for the qualified clients who come to apply with us, and they are always subject to change based on the current market conditions, as well as the specific loan program and individual borrower's details.
So how do they reach Sue Ladwig, Jim Lowe, Craig Marquardt? Now, I get a bonus because I mentioned Sue.
Sean Nelson, Casey Lubick. Anyway, they reach us at 275-2777 or go online to our new website, AdvantaMortgage.com, and you can apply right there online. You can sign up an account. You can track your loan right there. You can upload docs and everything through our new website.
You realize, Bill, Sue is basically the director of operations there, so she's our boss, and when you call in, she's basically your boss, too.
I love it. Why do you think
And she does a great job.
Sue's name in there. She does a great job. Craig Marquardt, Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. Advanta Mortgage, of course, mortgage bankers you can count on. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill.
Go buy a house and come see us.
There you go. Abby Vanderwerp is going to join us right now. And we are going to be talking affordable health care. That was part of our health care series that we did with Sanford, with the Community Health Care Association of the Dakotas, Avera, Holt McDowell, that does business, lots of business with health care. Abby, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
I knew you could find them all.
Easily.
Now, since we set this up, we've had somebody decide after 6 years
to resign.
Kathleen Sebelius.
Yeah, I think that's kind of interesting.
It's interesting, but I think from what we're hearing, that it was the time that she could go out when it was at 7.1 or 7.2 million of those that had signed up. It sends her out on a high note.
Yeah, and I think from everything that I've read, obviously, everything that the media reports, that she had this in the works for a while. Whether that's true or not, we have no idea. But certainly, I think that she knew that this was going to be a hurdle, and so hopefully it was her way to go out with a boom.
One of the things that we did with this show 15 times between the end of March and October 1st, we brought together all of the entities we mentioned earlier to talk about affordable health care. No politics, just to tell you the facts, the figures, what was going on. Your side is the business side, and there are some business questions that are still going on.
Yeah, and I think this is a true testament, couple things, to the fact that this law changes every day. We found out on April Fool's Day, and no, it wasn't a joke, that, you know, the small groups had some deductible limits on their plan designs that they had to comply with, and that portion of the law was actually repealed, unexpected to us and certainly not on our radar. So we're on our toes constantly trying to make sure we stay on top of what's going on and be able to relay that to our clients. And then the other thing is, you know, I was at a client meeting yesterday and they were talking to me about things that they were reading, and they finally said, you know, we're just having a hard time figuring out where the credible sources are. Where are we getting accurate information from versus people that just want to write about this, talk about this, or put their own slant on it?
And that was the purpose of the show, was to initially do that when we knew we were coming out here with the health fair for a couple hours. It made sense for us to do a little update with you and with the other entities that are so much a part of this as we go on. So over the next couple of weeks, what should people know?
Well, I think the thing is that I still find people that say, does this apply to me? I'm small group, I'm self-funded, I'm whatever. And the truth of the matter is, if you haven't paid attention to this before, you better start paying attention to it now, because it really does impact every person, every group, every individual in some way. Maybe it's not drastic for you, but certainly it's something to be educated about. And I think just keep, if you have a trusted source, keep in touch with them. Make sure that you're staying on top of the updates. When you're looking at renewing your plan, make sure you know the changes that have happened and the things that you need to be aware of as you're getting into that renewal or picking a health insurance program.
As we encouraged you during the show, call Sanford, call Avera, call Holt McDowell. Don't be afraid to call the Community Health Association of the Dakotas. They can provide you the information that you need. Abby, we appreciate you coming to the mall. Are you going to stay around? Do you get the rest of the day off to shop?
I wish, but probably my pocketbook wouldn't like that so much.
There you go. We'll talk to you again soon. Abby Vanderwerth from Holt McDonald.
Thanks, Bill.
Boys and Their Toys, a big farm open house this weekend. Details when It's Your Business continues.
7.9.
Stan Shaw, Pfeiffer Equipment, joins us this morning. Big annual show is tomorrow at the Expo Building, WH Lyons Fairgrounds, 8 to 3. Celebrating 70 years. You don't look it.
I've been there for 28 of it.
Really?
Yep. So I've gotten in on a pretty good jag. But, yeah, no question. 70 years is pretty remarkable. It's hard to even fathom that it goes back that far. But, yeah, 70 years this year.
Well, and from what I hear, they're there for more than just the pancakes and the refreshment. They have a chance to look at the new 2014 equipment.
Yeah, it's probably one of the biggest shows you'll see in the upper Midwest when it comes to actual pieces of equipment. For those who are familiar with the North Room at the Expo, we pretty well fill it up. You know, we'll have 75 to 90 pieces of equipment in there for people to look at. And if you're a guy that likes iron, you'll enjoy the show. It's a very, very nice show. It's a nice place to have it. The lighting's great. There's plenty of room. You can come in, look around, take a look at the stuff. You know, we're not there banging on your head or anything. It's walk in the door, you know, enjoy the program that we've got there, look at stuff. If you got questions, we're there to take care of that for you.
Farm and ranch people always want to know, whether it's at a bull sale or standing over the fence talking to a neighbor, what's new this year?
Well, as far as new stuff this year, there's the majority of the new, I would say, is updating and cosmetics. I wouldn't really say that we have anything, so to speak, that you haven't necessarily seen before. But it's, you know, it's updated stuff, different looks for the new year, some improvements in the features and so forth of the different things. And, you know, we'll have everything from a lawn tractor up to a 135-horse tractor out there, and the different attachments that go along with it. Of course, Bobcat's line, so we'll have the skid loaders in between, and so a lot of stuff to look at.
Of course, boys and their toys, regardless of the size, and they're not only farmers, they have big acreages, and they need to take care of it, and they need to know that there's somebody there to help them if they run into any difficulty.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're sales, service, rental, parts. I mean, so we cover it all.
Financing, always a question.
All the major manufacturers have programs for financing. You know, most of it's 0%. Most of them are up to 60 months. So it's real easy to get into something from that standpoint. But even down on the small stuff, the small lawn tractors and that type of stuff, we get no interest financing on that also. So, yeah, that's all available.
Stan Shaw, Pfeiffer Equipment, is joining us. The big show that they have this weekend is at the Expo Building, WH Lyons Fairgrounds, tomorrow, 8 to 3. Help them celebrate the 70th anniversary. Most asked question you're getting right now.
Well, when's it going to warm up so we can actually do something?
What's your guess on that? Nobody else knows.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, timing-wise, I think our show is probably going to be about right this year. I think just the way they're talking for temperatures and what we're finding for the guys that are working out there in the ground and that type of thing. You know, we hear a lot from our excavator friends. We get to know kind of what our frost depths are and so forth from them. You know, another couple weeks, and I think we got a pretty good chance to get the ball rolling. So, you know, they can come in, take a look. If they decide that they want to buy something to show, they can, but they also know that, you know, where we're at and we're around and we're ready to help them out anytime after that. So I would say most of our people by the 1st of May will be pretty well rolling.
5301 West 12th?
Yep. Right,
where they can find you when you're not out at
12th Street and Marion Road. Real easy way to find it, right across from the big pipeline.
Now, if it takes food to get you there, food will be there tomorrow.
We've got refreshments. Come on in and help yourself to that. Roam around, take a look at things. And like I say, we'd be very happy to visit with you if you got questions there at the show.
a true sign of spring. The Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta and the show at the W.H. Lyons Fairgrounds.
Yep, Pfeiffer's Expo Show. This is about, I think, we're right at 10 years that we've been doing this. So, you know, we got a lot of the old regulars, but it's always nice to see the new faces that show up every year. And, of course, as we roll along and increase our customer base, that shows up every year. It seems like we have a few more every year, and that's what we're looking for.
Stan, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate coming in.
Enjoyed talking with Stan. We're out at the Sioux Empire Mall. We've enjoyed talking with people that are here for the screening today. It's the Sanford Health Fair with screenings, testing, all kinds of things to keep you losing weight, keeping you fit. And you can come by till 9 o'clock tonight. The wives want to come out and have an excuse to shop. That's not a bad thing to do. Get some testing done while you're here. And the husbands, come with a wife. You don't have to shop. You can get tested. We'll talk with one other guest that talked to us on location. That's about eating healthy.
We're talking health this morning. We ought to talk about food. We haven't done that. And Sheila Ray has joined us from the only flourless bakery in the United States, Busy Lizzie's.
Good morning.
All right. What should we know? We just have a mini segment. We're going to talk next Friday in length about all we should know about flourless and gluten-free.
Flourless, you won't miss the flour in baking. And Busy Lizzie is out to prove that it's not necessary in anything that you eat. If you watch labeling and eliminate flour, you actually feel better, as most people will tell you. There is a huge difference, though, between eating flourless and eating gluten-free. We are a wheat-free facility, but we don't claim to be gluten-free, because oats can contain gluten based on cross-contaminators, so it is possible. But we really want people to understand the importance of oat bran and oat as just a healthy way of eating. It's a great insoluble and soluble fiber. It's a great carb. It's great to keep you full long-term. It's something that takes a long time for the body to process, so you stay fuller and you stay more content. It also creates texture in your mouth. Food should have levels of excitement in your mouth. Your mouth should be happy to eat.
You have Hy-Vee and Wayne and Mary's that do carry your products.
In the health market, you can find us. We are in all of them. We have pre-made products and mixes. We have granolas. You can, anything that you would traditionally eat as a bakery item can be found through Busy Lizzie.
And we're going to talk next Friday at length about Drew Carey, but he's made quite a change.
He has. He used to eat terrible, and as he described it, crappy. And now he eats healthy, and it is truly a blessing, he feels, in the way he feels and his long-term goals of just being healthier.
Busy Lizzie, the only flourless bakery in the United States, just kind of fits with a health fair, don't you think?
It does fit with a health fair. We all should be eating this way.
Do you think you're getting the message out, for instance, the benefits of oatmeal as to what people should eat and what they really shouldn't eat?
I sure try. It's hard when you're the first and only. You're kind of making new steps or new footprints in the sand toward the right direction. People have to understand the process and understand the benefits. And when you are the first and only, it is really groundbreaking. You have to start new.
And like most of us, if your mother told you you couldn't do something, you showed her that you could.
You can. You can eat flourless, you can bake flourless, and you can enjoy food flourless.
And you named the Busy Lizzie after?
My daughter. She is now 17, and it's named after Lizzie.
Sheila Ray, we'll talk more next Friday, but we had to get a word in with the Sanford Health Fair about eating nutrition-like and certainly avoiding some of the things that we probably all shouldn't eat.
We should all eat healthy.
And we're back out at the Sioux Empire Mall for the Sanford Health Fair. If you need mammogram, heart, vascular, or lung screening, blood pressure checks, skin screening, or just want to look at the home medical equipment, this is the place to be. You have until 9 o'clock tonight. Do it during the noon hour, during the evening, after work. Come on out. Take care of yourself. But let's check in now with our commodity boys that we've added to Kello News Talk, 1320, 107.9, and the World Wide Web. Scott Verilek, Coima Kamig. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill.
You know, I see your notes this morning. Meat prices coming down from the highs. What's that supposed to mean for us and our consumers?
Well, what kind of happened is we got into such a tight supply that the prices needed to be higher for what was actually out there. The prices were, the demand was good where we were at, and we didn't have the supply to fill that chain. So we had we tested some new areas and made some highs well above the old highs. And now we have come back some. Are we going back to where we were? Probably not. Looking at the whole scheme of things, I think we're going to have to get used to some higher prices. I guess it's all relative when you go look at your new SUV for, $66,000 price tag. Some of these things are going to start to rally. So, I mean, we are off the highs a little bit. We're coming into high demand season, so we could see a little bit of a spike back up. But as a consumer, I just think we're going to have to look at some higher prices. And we look at China and the whole scheme of things. They've got a better taste for beef now. Their demand has really picked up, and over the next 10 years, it's going to continue to increase. We used to get some of our grinding meats from China, from Australia, and China is now buying most of that beef, so we're unable to get that, so we're kind of looking towards South America, and now it looks like China might open some of that Brazilian meat up for them to start buying, so the competition is out there for beef, and we're going to have to kind of buy some of our own beef, and with a tight supply, it's going to keep the prices higher, but we are coming off the highs a little bit, as it's been a little bit of a shock at the meat case, I would expect.
Scott Verlicht with Coima KMIG. One of the things that we're reading this morning, Scott, is that there wasn't any real relief in the hearings in Washington yesterday. Rail cars for grain and for ethanol. Obviously, the corn trend is up, but there's still the concern of getting rid of last year's crops.
Yeah. Definite concern there. I can see it here being in Iowa, the South Dakota trucks coming over to take advantage of a little bit better basis here. Everybody's getting a little creative with how they can get it out of here. Still reading more this morning about rail car problems. Heard Cargill was having problems getting rail cars out, so we are backed up. It's great for the hog producers and the cattle producers. I mean, it's good feed, and this is the heart of, some really good cattle country, so it's good for those guys. I mean, you got another hand that likes it, but the farmers have been so used to this, being able to rail this crop out and coming off of a large crop, it just makes it a little tougher.
Scott Verlicht, Coima KMIG, and you'll be joining us at 11:30 with that 90-second commodity report. We look forward to that. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones has the Main Street to Wall Street report. Todd, I thought for sure you'd be out at the mall with us.
You know what? I think I'm going to try and make my way out there today. That is an amazing fair going on.
It is, and it keeps your clients going and keeps our listeners going.
It is a beautiful day to run to the mall. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. U.S. stocks are trading flat, although rebounding from an earlier session of low. Investors are gauging more corporate data. Wells Fargo's trading higher after it reported quarterly profits that exceeded expectations due to strength in fee income and lower expenses. Meanwhile, shares of J.P. Morgan Bank are sliding because they missed earning estimates, largely because of weakness in their mortgage banking. In economic news, April's preliminary reading of consumer sentiment rose for the ninth month as current conditions and expectations improve in the U.S. So far this morning in the S&P 500, best performing sector is healthcare. Worst performing sector is financials. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 43 points at 16,126. The S&P 500 index is off 6, and the NASDAQ is flat at 4,054. Volume has traded 210 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 3-2 margin. In some other commodity markets, gold is off $1.60 at $1,317. Silver down a nickel at $20, and crude oil prices are trading at $104.16. In some stocks of local interest, Daktronix is trading at $13.50, Citigroup at $46.24, Raven up 78 cents at $32.69. Summit Hotel Properties trading at $9.21, and Meta Financial Bank is at $41.35. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
And Todd, on this last weekend before the April 15th deadline, if people need more information, how do they reach you?
Yeah, just call 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com.
Todd, you have a great weekend.
You guys too. Take care. Bye.
One last stop before we close it out at the mall with John at Valentino's. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir, and it's Fish Fry Friday here in Valentino's.
Well, that's pretty important. If that's what you can eat with your religious observance, you can also ask for a little something that be meatless when you come in the door.
Yes, yeah, we got quite a few meatless items out, and if you got anything particular you like, you just let us know. Maybe it's a vegetarian lasagna. Or we do have three meatless pizzas out, but if you want a different type, you just let us know, and we'll have it ready for you when you are ready for it.
You do have a Sunday brunch coming up. Tell us about that, what time it starts and what they can expect.
Well, that starts at, we open at 9 a.m., and we have a lot of Sunday brunch items. We have bacon, ham, and sausage. We have scrambled eggs. We have fried potatoes, biscuits and gravy. We make our own biscuits right here. We have two different types of breakfast casseroles. We have waffles, French toast,
right,
and a much,
John,
much more.
John, we close it out at the mall. Check Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Got Stephanie Kunkel back with us. We're in our last minute. You got 60 seconds in an elevator to tell people why they should be at the fair. What are they going to do, Steph?
Oh, boy. No pressure there. They're going to be able to get a wide variety of screenings all at one stop. So we will be doing screenings until 3 p.m. today. The screens that are here until 3 are heart, lung cancer, vascular, mammogram, cholesterol, and glucose testing. We'll also be doing free blood pressure. So stop on out until 3 o'clock for those screenings. Until 9 p.m. tonight, we'll have a wide variety of Sanford Health representatives talking about all kinds of different health
issues. Thanks, Stephanie. Our time is up. We thank you for yours.
Thanks, Bill.